Rav will be giving a special share between Mincha and Maariv. And there's obviously one at 7:30. And that special share the lid was both for adults and for boys, Kita Zayin and Ches, with parallel shiurim taking place at around about 9:30. Thanks.
So for those persons, someone takes coverage in the Malib, or is a sukkah, bein la'atzmu, bein la'ache, ein mevarach al asiyasa. Someone who makes a sukkah, either for himself or for someone else, does not make a bracha on making the sukkah, on building the sukkah. The Agra, the Rambam Gaon says, on this Shulchan Aruch, the loike yusham, kered alef the sukkah, the kered basa the brachas. Shemaskikoy levarich, bein la'atzmu, bein la'ache. Says the going that Yishalmi says not like this. Yishalmi says that one who builds a sukkah, whether it's for himself or he builds a sukkah for his friend, he does have to make a bracha. But when finishes, Abu the Gemara the Menachos the Afle Atzmei and the Mevorich. The Gemara the Talmud Bavli says that if, even if one makes a sukkah for himself, he does not make a bracha. So the Yishalmi sukkah, Yishalmi speaks about building a sukkah. And only the mitzvah of building the sukkah. And Yishalmi says, if a person makes it for himself, he makes a bracha, lasi sukkah. And if you build a sukkah for someone else, Yishalmi says, lasi sukkah lishmoy. When he makes a bracha on the building of the sukkah for someone else, he makes a bracha, lasi sukkah lishmoy, which could mean for his friend. So the question is, why is pshat in the Yishalmi? The Shulchan Aruch, we understand. One who builds a sukkah says, the Shulchan Aruch, we don't make a bracha. Because the mitzvah is yeshiva sukkah, sikkur teis yeshiva sukkah, and the mitzvah is sitting in the sukkah on sukkahs, eating, drinking, sleeping, building the sukkah ever, pashtas. There's no mitzvah in building the sukkah. Building the sukkah is just a chitim to have a sukkah. Mele says the Shulchan Aruch, one who makes a sukkah does not make a bracha. Because there's no mitzvah in building the sukkah. What's Rav Yishalmi? Why would one make a bracha on building a sukkah? There's no mitzvah in building a sukkah. So one could understand, some Achronim want to say, chidush, that there is a mitzvah in building a sukkah. Although the ikka mitzvah is sitting in the sukkah, but aside from the mitzvah of sitting in the sukkah, there's a mitzvah to build a sukkah. They bring from a Rashi Makis, and I saw an interesting, the Avni Nezer, he discusses this if there's a mitzvah in building a sukkah, and he says that the Loshna Gemara is, the Gemara discusses when you make a shvua, the battle of Samitza, the Loshon the Gemara is that he makes a shvua the battle of Siyas Sukkah. He makes a shvua not to build the Sukkah. Says Avri Nezer, the Chertz arrived from here that there's a mitzvah to build the Sukkah. Says Avri Nezer, maybe it's not right. Because maybe the Siyas Sukkah perhaps means the sitting in the Sukkah. That perhaps makes the Sukkah his place of Dira, that's called Siyas Sukkah. Says Avri Nezer, not like that. He brings it right from the Zohar. It says in Tikkuni Zohar, it says that the mitzvah of Luluv and the mitzvah of Sukkah is tluyin biyodayim. It's totally on one's hands. The Asiyah Sukkah it says the Asiyah Sukkah and Luluv is totally on one's hands. It says Avni Nezer, the Chorot arrived from here, that there's a mitzvah in the Asiyah Sukkah. The mitzvah of sitting in the Sukkah, says Avni Nezer, it's nothing got to do with the hands. One can be Mekayim mitzvah Yeshiva Sukkah without one's hands. Was it Kuna Zaya says, Tolibi Yodayim? She says, it's arrived for me that there's a mitzvah to build the sukkah. She says, Kuna Zaya, that's totally on your hands. One needs to build with his hands. So it could be that Yishalmi says in sukkah that there's a mitzvah on Asiyah sukkah, because Yishalmi holds there's a mitzvah to build the sukkah. Says Yishalmi, maybe you have to make a bracha. The only problem is that there's another Yishalmi. The game means two Yishalmi. That was Yishalmi in sukkah. There's Yishalmi in brachas. But then Yishalmi is in the word that this is not the chat. Yishalmi brings this deal that one makes a bracha and asiyas sukkah. It says Yishalmi, me'ato, now you're saying there's a mitzvah, there's a bracha. On asiyas sukkah, ha'ois a luluv la'atzmoi, one who makes a luluv, which means he ties it together, makes the Hadassah and Aravos puts it all together. Oime Baruch Hashem Kedishonu Mitzoyso V'Tzivonu Lasis Luluf. He makes a bracha, Lasis Luluf. He's making the Luluf. La'achef, he makes a Luluf for someone else, Lasis Luluf L'Shmoy. And Yishalmi says the same thing by Mezuzah, the same thing by Tfilin, by Tzitzis. Says Yishalmi that one makes a bracha on the making of the Mezuzah, making the Tfilin, making the Tzitzis. So how do we understand this Yishalmi? By Sukkah we said it could be that the reason why you make a bracha, because it could be a chiddush that there's a mitzvah making the Sukkah. Or by making a lulav and making a tefillin, there's no mitzvah. The mitzvah is wearing the tefillin, shaking the lulav. So why did Yishami say you make a bracha? So Pashas, we can understand that a chiddush, that you've seen this Yishami, that brachas are mitzvahs, when one makes a bracha on a mitzvah, not necessarily he's making a bracha on the mitzvah. He's making a bracha on that he's isek in the mitzvah. Because he is doing something material for mitzvah, he's making a sukkah, he's making a luluf, he's making a tefillin kedei that you should have a sukkah, you should have a sukkah, you should have a luluf, you should have a tefillin for himself or for someone else. So because that's called being oisik b'mitzvah. For example, for the din of oisik b'mitzvah, potman mitzvah, you don't have to be oisik in the mitzvah itself. It's enough that you're oisik in writing tefillin and you're selling tefillin even. Even that's called oisik b'mitzvah. One's involved in a mitzvah. Says Yishalmi, that on doing something which is an involvement in a mitzvah, that also requires a bracha. Meila says Yishalmi, making a sukkah, making a lulav and the rest, there's a mitzvah, there's a mitzvah, there's a din to make a birchas hamitzvahs. Sorry? Lulav doesn't have kedusha. Chef to the mitzvah, you mean? Right, could be. Yeah. The Rambam also says on shofar, someone who makes a shofar, he doesn't make a bracha because it's a big cloud that the Bavli holds not like Yishalmi. It's mashman in the Rambam that by shofar would also make. You have to know shofar. So that's the chere shittas Yishalmi. That bruch sa mitzvah is a bracha on the isek in the mitzvah. So now the game brings the Gemara Menachos in the Bavli. The Gemara that also discusses the same thing. If you make a bracha on tzitzis, if you make a bracha on sukkah, I'm making the tzitzis, I'm making the sukkah. The Gemara says, maybe you do make a bracha. The Gemara's maskana is like this. You don't make a bracha. And that's a Shulchan Aruch. Even if Yishalmi says you make a bracha on the making of mitzvahs, says the Babli not. The Lashon Gemara is, kol mitzvah, das yosu gmar mitzvah, any mitzvah that it's asiya is the gmar of the mitzvah. Says the Gemara, Tzorach Levari, you have to make a bracha. The whole mitzvah that you also love to my mitzvah, any mitzvah where the asiyah, what you're doing now is not the end of the mitzvah, not finishing the mitzvah now. For example, when you're making the sukkah, you're not finishing the mitzvah, you have to sit in the sukkah. On that, you're going tefillin, the Gemara says, or making tefillin. On that, says the Gemara, in the Tzorach Levari. There's no bracha. So the question is like this, what does the Babi hold? Yishalmi hold, like we said, that the brichs are mitzvahs, you make a bracha on the fact that you're busy with the mitzvah, you're involved in the mitzvah, even though you're not actually doing the mitzvah itself. Says the Bab, you know, you need the asiyoso, you need the asiyoso gemar mitzvah. It needs to be that when you're doing the asiyah, when you're being oisik in the mitzvah, you're being goyim in the mitzvah. Pasha means you're actually doing the mitzvah. You're wearing tefillin. You're sitting in the sukkah. Only then do you make a bracha. So what does the Bab hold? What's the machloek is the Bab in Yishalmi? So I want to be makdim with the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah in Hilchos Bedikas Chometz says the following. It says that if one is being bedik his house and he has shluchim as well, his family, whatever it is, over there, and he wants them to help as well, so they should listen to his bracha when the Baal HaBayis makes the bracha, and then they should go and look at the different places in the house. Says in the Shabura that if he already, the Baal HaBayis already made the bracha, and in the middle of being bedik the chometz, someone came in, a few people, whatever, someone came in, a shliach came in and said, I'm going to help you. Says in the Shabura, l'chatchili, he shouldn't help. Why? Because he didn't have a bracha. Baal HaBayis already made the bracha in the beginning. The shliach wasn't there. He didn't have a bracha. Says in the Shabura, so why can't he help and make the bracha? Says in the Shabura, no, because the mitzvah already has a bracha. The Baal HaBayis already made the bracha on the whole mitzvah. Says Mishabur Mela Lachatchila, they shouldn't help out with the Baal HaBayis. So the question is, what is pshat in this Mishabur? Chayra, If the Mishnah Berurah is saying l'chatchila they should not do it because they don't have a bracha, so let them make a bracha. Says the Mishnah Berurah, no, because the Baal HaBayis already made the bracha. The mitzvah has a bracha, so why can't they do it? If the mitzvah has a bracha, why can't the shluchim go and be paid because they have a bracha? The Baal HaBayis already made the bracha. So l'chared, it's mevor in this Mishnah Berurah that there's two mechayvim, there's two reasons which are mechayev to make a bracha, and you need both. Like we said, in the Yishalmi's mevor that you don't have to do the mitzvah to make a bracha. It's enough to be being oisik and you're involved in something to do with the mitzvah to make a bracha. So the Bavli had a havamina also that you make such a bracha on the involvement of the mitzvah. Maskonis HaBavli is, of course, you're right. Of course, there is a bracha on the Eisek in the mitzvah, being Eisek in the mitzvah. But you need something else as well. You need the mitzvah itself. Only when you have the fact of being Eisek in the mitzvah, and also you have the Maisa mitzvah as well, only then can you make the bracha. It's not enough you're involved. You need to be involved, plus have the mitzvah itself. And mainly we understand Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah says that the Chatzila they shouldn't be baited because they didn't hear the bracha. So we asked, what do you mean? The Mishnah Berurah says the reason why they don't need the bracha, why the shluchim don't need the bracha, is because the Baal HaBayis already made the bracha. The Baal HaBayis already made the bracha, so why can't the shluchim go without a bracha? There's already a bracha on this mitzvah. The Teretz is, no, the bracha you have on the mitzvah, on the Maisa mitzvah the Baal HaBayis made. But on that the shluchim now are going to be Eisek in the mitzvah, on that they don't have a bracha. So says the Mishnah Berurah, chatchila they shouldn't go to be boiled. Are you going to ask me if they require a bracha for the Eisek in the mitzvah, they should go and you go to put the bracha. No, the Babi holds, it's not enough to be basic in the mitzvah. You need to be doing the mitzvah itself. There's a very interesting Tosa Rosh in Brochus, quite a famous Tosa Rosh. Tosa Rosh says, he learns it from Shaim Gemara over there, that had Birch Samitzvahs, the din to make a bracha, the chiyuv to make a bracha before mitzvah, been Menatira, then if you would not make a bracha before, you do the mitzvah, you will not be yetzer the mitzvah. The halacha we pass in if someone does a mitzvah without a bracha, he's yetzer. He did the mitzvah, he's yetzer. Says it to Rosh, but had the din brachos mitzvahs that you would have to make a bracha before a mitzvah being the deraisa, then it would be ma'ak of the mitzvah. You wouldn't be yetzer the mitzvah. So the question on the Tosa Rosh is, why not? It's poshut. If someone does a mitzvah, so he did a mitzvah. Now he has there's an extra din, he has to make a bracha. It's minatir, fine, it's minatir. But the mitzvah he did, what's the mitzvah? The mitzvah is the netilas lulu, for example, sitting in the sukkah. He sat in the sukkah and he shook lulu. He didn't make a bracha. Why should he not be here to the mitzvah? So what if he didn't make a bracha? He did the mitzvah. The mitzvah is the netilas lulu. The mitzvah is not making the bracha. The mitzvah is the netilas lulu or sitting in the sukkah. Why should the bracha be ma'akib? Sorry? Before the bracha. Right. Because, yeah, that's halacha because we hold that the birch samitzis is only the rabbanon. So the Rosh says, had it been the eraser, that you have to make a bracha. Yeah. We too would be manatir, the fact that you have to make a bracha, but then you have to make a bracha, then it'd be ma'akib the mitzvah. So just arrived from the Tosfos Rosh, the chiddush is that we said the Yerushalmi holds that it's enough to make a bracha on the Eisek in the mitzvah. That you being Eisek in the mitzvah. If that's the case, then the chiddush Tosfos Rosh, we can't understand the Tosfos Rosh. What has the bracha got to do with the mitzvah? The bracha is on the fact that you're involved in the mitzvah. It's not got to do with the actual mitzvah. The mitzvah is the sitting in the sukkah. The mitzvah is the wearing the tefillin. The Yishami holds with the fact you're involved in the mitzvah is enough to make a bracha. But why should that's not a reason that the bracha should be ma'akib the mitzvah? The bracha is not connected to the actual kiyum mitzvah. The bracha is only on the isik in the mitzvah. So the chiddush you have arrived from this Tosa Rosh, like we said, that's not enough the isik in the mitzvah. The bracha is on the isik in the mitzvah. The bracha has to be on the mitzvah itself. The mitzvah requires a bracha. The Veda says the Tosa Rosh a chiddush, still a chiddush, but the Tosa Rosh says that if birchos mitzvahs would be ma'atira, that would be a chesaron in the mitzvah because the mitzvah didn't have a bracha. So Ron mentioned that it could be all the cases in the Yerushalmi is where you have a cheftu the mitzvah. You made a sukkah, you made a luluf, you made tefillin, a mezuzah. All these cases is where you make a cheftu of the mitzvah. And that Yerushalmi holds that you make a bracha. So, till now we explain, the pshat Yerushalmi is, because the Yerushalmi holds that it's enough that you're isek in the mitzvah to make a bracha. You don't need the actual mitzvah itself. As we can say a second mahalach, this is the Tzimchudosh, the mahalach, but as you can say, the Yerushalmi holds that the bracha over here is on the cheft of the mitzvah. Yerushalmi holds that when you make a bracha before making the lulav, making the sukkah, and the rest, the bracha is on the cheft of the mitzvah. You have a cheft of the mitzvah lulav, and you're making a bracha, the fact that you have a cheft of the mitzvah, the day that you can be mekayim the mitzvah. But the bracha is going on the actual cheft of the mitzvah that you have. Like Ron said, if a person would leak matzah, Pashas matzah is not a cheft of the mitzvah. You have to eat the matzah, but not a cheft of the mitzvah. Lulav is a cheft of the mitzvah. There's a kolboy. The kolboy says, it's a chiddush kolboy. The Gemara says, the halacha is that we make a brocha al netilas lulav. So the question is, why do we make brocha al netilas lulav? What's with the esed? What's with the adas? What's with the arabis? Why do you say lulav? Says the Gemara, hoil b'minoy gavoya mikulam. Because the lulav is the highest of the four, so therefore you only make a bracha on the lulav. Says the Kol B'Pshat in the Gemara that really you're making a bracha on the lulav, but because the lulav is the highest, so the lulav is the ikka, and the rest are das and arabis and the esed are tofu, and you mevorach on the ikka and poitis are tofu, which seemingly is a meridik chiddush. What's the Kol B'Pshat saying? In Achilu we understand such a thing. That's what the person is doing, is eating. So there's halacha that you can make a bracha on the ikka, and you're patting the tofu. But here the mitzvah is all four. You have a mitzvah all four. That's a esed, lulav, and arabs. So how do we understand you can make a bracha on the ikka? Here you have a mitzvah of netilas lulav. The mitzvah is the netilas lulav, just to explain clearer. The mitzvah is netilas lulav. So how do I understand making a bracha on the ikka and patrim as a satofu? There's no ikka in the mitzvah is, it's the same. Just as much as you have to shake the lulav, you have to shake the arabis. So the mitzvah is the same. So why, what's the Kobe saying? You make a bracha on the ikka and you patrim as a satofu. So if you say, like you wanted to say, the second Shah and Yisham perhaps, that the reason why you make a bracha on the making of the sukkah, on the making of the lulav, is because you're making a bracha on the cheft of the mitzvah, so that's what you can understand the Kobe. Hey, because you make a bracha on the cheft of the mitzvah, and the ikka of this cheft of the mitzvah is the lulav, then you can make a bracha on the lulav and you can pater the rest of the meaning. Just what we started off with, that there's a mitzvah of making a sukkah. We discussed maybe there is a mitzvah of making a sukkah or not. We said of the mezah. So there's a Rabbeinu Manoach on the Rambam in Hilchos Brachos where he says clearly that there's a mitzvah making the sukkah. The Rambam says he passes this din of the Gemara Manoachis. Read it out. Kol mitzvah shasiyosa hukmar chiyuvo mevorich oleh b'shas asiyah. Any mitzvah where you're doing it is the end of the chiyuv, you make a bracha. Kol mitzvah shiyesh acha asiyosa tzibu ache. If there's another tzibu after the thing you are doing, and you don't make a bracha. You only make a bracha, like the Gemara Malachi says, and then the Gemara B'mitzvah, the end of the mitzvah. The Rama says, what, for example, what? Keitzat, oisa sukkah, oilulu, v'sheifu, etzitzit, etzitzit, and mezuzet. You don't make a bracha b'shas asiyah. But rather, when you sit in the sukkah, says Rabbeinu Manoach, the Pirush on the Rambam, the afal gav, shasiyo mitzvah, even though the making is a mitzvah, doch siv chag asukis taseloch. Because there's another tzibui after making the sukkah, there's another, therefore that's a svara that you don't make a bracha on the beginning of the mitzvah. But then he says clearly, the avgash asir mitzvah, even so you don't make a bracha. But of course, by tzitzis and tefillin, like we said, it's not like that. There's no mitzvah to make tzitzis, no mitzvah to make tefillin. There, the Havan of the Gemara was, we said, what happened to the Gemara, what the Yerushalmi holds, And there you make a bracha because you're being Isaac in the mitzvah. Even though there's actually no mitzvah making the tzitzis and making the tefillin, making the mezuzahs, whoever it is. Yeah, we know that Chag HaSukkah is the end of the Yomim Tovim. Saint Davening, Chag HaMatzos, Chag HaShavuos, Chag HaSukkah. Sukkah is the end of the cycle of the Shana of Regolim, the year of the Yomim Tovim. Sukkah is the end. Someone said, "Oh, from the Siach Yitzchok, he says that Atav HaChatonu is going on." It's Yitzchak Mitzrayim. At Shvorch, took us out of Mitzrayim. He's going for us. That's Atav HaChatonu from Kol Amim. But half the Isonu is Shavuos. That's the Torah. Habasoylam, we say by the Torah, that's Shavuos. And Sukkot is Ratzis Habon. After we had the Roshonah Yom Kippur, we had the Mechila and Sukkot. We come out and we show when Shleilam still being Ibn Hashem. That's Sukkot. That's Ratzis Habon. Just another machshava I had, perhaps why Sukkot is the end of the cycle. The Vilna Gaon says that the ikkar of the Nesina Satira, the main reason, seems to say, of giving a Satira is for Betochen. That person should be Beteach and Hashem. So I may include being Beteach and Hashem, is Shavitz Hashem and make me summit. Everything is realizing every part of the person's Mahalach in his life, whether it's Ruchnis, Gashmis, it's all B'yad Hashem, that's the Betochen, and that we get through the Torah. Perhaps that's also the reason why Sukkot is the Gemara, after we had the Pesach, we were chosen, and then we had the Shavuos, we got the Torah, then we come Sukkot, which is we know as the Indian of Betochen. We go from Tiras Keva, Sheva Tiras Aran, all we have is a small, flimsy Sukkot. And that's the Betochen, because we Teach and Hashem, that everything, even our Diras Keva, that's also nothing. It's just as flimsy as the Diras Arab. But it's all like Kodesh Baruch Hu. Kodesh Baruch Hu is being Shema on everything we have, and that's the Betochen. Hashem Yishev Zeich HaTaka to be Teach, like we need to. The Skirov says, the Pasuk says, Kavel Hashem Chazak Yom Tzibach V'Kavel Hashem. What's the two Kavel Hashems? Kavel Hashem. Hope to Hashem, Chazak Yom Tzibach V'Kavel Hashem. Says the Brisk Rav that the schar of Betochen is different to all other mitzvahs. The schar of Betochen is that you'll have more Betochen. In fact, the Beteach and Hashem is the biggest nuchas nefesh a person can have. That's the schar of having Betochen. Someone's Beteach and Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, will give him more Betochen. He'll be able to be Beteach more. And that's a Kavel Hashem, Chazak Yom Tzibach V'Kavel Hashem. When someone's Kavel Hashem, so then he'll have even more Kavel Hashem. So that's Hashem, Shem Zeichu, to do our bit with the Betochen, and Shmuel Chu should, Abad will do his bit, and that's Hashem, Shem Zeichu, to the Bula Shlim, Amin, Amin, Amin. Amen.
Amen.